Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Monday, which means our dear friend Garrett Vogel from Z100 joins us. Garrett, are you there?
Hello, Rob Shooter. Great to see you. Great to hear you. It feels like it's been like 9 years.
Welcome back, my friend. You had a fabulous vacation. I think you were off, what, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, probably.
Well,
but here's the thing. Like, I think, and after reading the foreword answer, it's about investing in yourself. You know, it's one of those things, you have the opportunity to be off, take it. You know, so I did, but I did miss you, and I missed everyone that listens to us, and I'm glad to be back for a fresh new year with you and all the, as you say, naughties.
The naughties! We're happy to have you back, Garrett. Hey, let's kick off the show. What time is it, my friends?
It is
tea time. A really sad story at the top of the show. Breaking news. Bob Saget has passed away at just 65 years old. TMZ broke the news that the iconic comedian and actor, who's most famous for his role of Danny Tanner in Full House, passed away on Saturday at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Orlando. The Sheriff's Department and the Fire Department responded to the hotel around 4 p.m. after hotel security found Bob in the room. He was pronounced dead on the scene. The circumstances of his death are still unclear. The police are saying that no foul play was suspected, and also, too, no drug paraphernalia was found in the room. Bob had been touring lately, and he started in September and was supposed to go all the way to May. And just one night before his death, Garrett, he actually performed in Jacksonville.
Yep, in a very small town. So Jacksonville is a large city, just like many cities across America, but he was in a specific town, Ponte Vedra, which is like a very offset of Jacksonville. It's kind of like the neighboring like town right next to Jacksonville, and it's very small, but my sister-in-law went to go see him in Jacksonville, and the fact that he literally was performing, made everybody laugh. I mean, he's America's dad.
Really,
you know, and it's just so it's creepy in a way, but also it makes you think. Like, he posted literally that night, early morning on Sunday, saying how much fun he had. He loves what he's doing. Cannot wait to get back out on stage. And then he's no longer with us.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. Last week we lost Grandma Betty White.
This week we lost Dad. This week we lost Dad. Oh, that's a beautiful way of putting it. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen have spoken out saying they are deeply saddened over the news. Also, too, his best friend, John Stamos, tweeted, quote, "I am broken. I am gutted. I am completely and utterly in shock. I will never have another friend like him. I love you so much, Bobby." He called him Bobby. Now, we're all talking about what happened. It's too early to know. It's been investigated.
Right.
But a man of 65 years old who just did a two-hour set the night before, this is something that everybody's talking about, Garrett. What happened? The first thing that your mind jumps to is drugs, because of so many amazing celebrities we've lost to that. But that's why I think the police got out immediately and said they did not find any evidence of drugs in the room. Foul play is obviously something you think about. That doesn't appear to be the case. So there might have been a medical issue that we don't know about yet.
Yeah, and unfortunately, as we say the word, the number 65, and everybody automatically goes, way too young, right? He's also 65, and unfortunately, once you start hitting that age, you never know. My dad, a few years ago, around the same age, had a heart issue that he was luckily he caught, but,
good.
You know, you never know at that point. And unfortunately, it's super sad. You literally grew up on him. I mean, you might remember his voice if you watched How I Met Your Mother.
He was
the dad, narrating the entire series of How I Met Your Mother, America's Funniest Home Videos before we all watched YouTube. You know, if we wanted to see a funny cat video or a little baby throw up, we would watch it on ABC on Sunday nights. You know,
yes.
He was a part of our lives for many and many of years, including the reboot of Full House on Netflix.
That's
so,
right.
Whether you like it or not, Bob Saget has been a part of your life. If you really think about it.
Absolutely. I spoke to a friend of his last night who was in a terrible shape, and I said, "How will he be remembered? What do you want me to know about him?" And he said he was filthy. That although he played America's dad on a show that we all loved, a very PG show, in real life, and if you ever got to see him live, his mouth was so naughty. I saw him once at a roast. So I was invited to one of those celebrity roasts. You know, the ones they do on Comedy Central. He was the naughtiest and the funniest person on the whole podium. Like, on the whole stage, there was nobody. And I think what made him extra funny, Garrett, is that I was looking at a really sweet guy. Like, the man I was looking at had a face of an angel. I thought of him as my father because of Full House. And then he'd say these naughty things, and I just burst out laughing.
I think it's more shocking to learn how filthy of a comedian he was after the fact that I grew up as him, as the vacuum cleaning dad who would also have a show to, America's Funniest Home Videos. But it just, like I said, he was kind of like he was the first real character that, you looked at like, hey, that could be my dad, or that guy made me laugh, on Friday night on TGIF or on Sunday night. So it's sad. And, as you get older, you realize like every day is not promised, unfortunately.
Honestly, and I think that's exactly how we're going to end this story. Give your loved ones a kiss today. We think now we're going to live to 100 like Betty White, don't we? We expect people now to pass in their 80s and their 90s, and 65 sounds really young. It didn't used to sound young. People used to pass in their 60s all the time. So now give everybody an extra hug today. Hey, let's change gears. Kate Middleton is celebrating her 40th birthday. She feels like a sort of a friend of the family on this show, doesn't she? She feels like she's one of the co-hosts.
I know. It's like she should have her own segment at this
point.
A
minute with Kate. This will be a minute. So in the photographs up on naughtygossip.com, they are so beautiful. She is so elegant. She actually honours Princess Diana and Queen Elizabeth in her official photographs that are now going to be put into the National Portrait Gallery in London. So fancy, fancy pictures. She looks great. Red satin gown off the shoulder. But in that photograph, she's wearing a pair of diamond earrings that belonged to the Queen. Also in a second photograph, she's wearing some diamonds that also the
Meghan
Queen
Markle doesn't get that, I'm sure.
Owen, but they gave them to Kate. And she's flashing her mother-in-law's magnificent diamond ring. Obviously, her mother-in-law is Princess Diana. I think this is a lovely touch. In your official portraits, if we ever have one, Garrett, who will you honour? Like, who will you give a flash to? I'll ask my mommy for a brooch or something. She doesn't have fancy jewellery like the Queen, but she might have some cheap costume stuff my mommy could lend me.
I think my family's close, but we don't have that like lineage of like this is from grandpa. So maybe I'll honor my first dog.
Oh, you're so nice. You're a little collar around your neck. That could look a little naughty.
Yeah, get out of here, you. But you know what I was thinking? You know, speaking of photos and the Queen and thinking of, you know, like grandma and like, do you think, Rob, you know, I mean, given I know the answer, but it's fun to just play, you know, hypothetical. Does the Queen post her grandchildren's photos on her refrigerator?
She has them on a silver frame on her desk. So, yes, she does, but her refrigerator is different.
No, like I'm talking about like ones like the grandkids make for grandma. You know what I mean?
Oh, she has them in probably her private quarters, but I'm told that not in the stateroom. She doesn't put them up next to the throne room.
She should.
But they are up in her private room. So if you do Granny a crayon drawing, it will be up somewhere in the palace. Hey, let's do our poll question of the day. Kate Middleton honours Princess Diana and Queen Elizabeth on her 40th birthday in these very special photographs. Is this sweet or is it manipulative? Now, I know that's going to be naughty, but a lot of people are saying this was so clever of Kate. And you have to remember, Kate is not only a marvellous member of that family, she's a politician too. She knows
how to fit in. She's fighting for the throne.
She's fighting. Is it smart, basically, to impress family members, particularly family members who happen to be the Queen of England? So it's a saucy question. What do you think? Is it sweet or is it, oh, we're so naughty here, manipulative? We're going to get in trouble for this one. Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And it's huge. Check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett Love, what are you working on?
Well, let's talk about some love and we'll go with Josh Duhamel. He's a very good-looking man right there. He's been dating Audra Mauri. There we go. Okay. Audra Mauri since 2019, and over the weekend, the pair got engaged. Here's how he asked the question. He didn't get down on one knee. They were I guess on a beach, according to the reports and what it looked like on the photos on Instagram, but there was a message in the bottle. And so Audra found the message in the bottle, and it just so happened to say,
Will you marry me?
And of course, she said yes, and they posted it on Instagram. And here's the interesting thing, and this is why it's making news. Josh Duhamel's ex, Fergie, big congratulations on Instagram.
Fantastic.
which was positive to see. But putting a message in a bottle throwing it into the water, you're really chancing it. You know,
on a line or a leash or something, because it could have floated over to Staten Island where you could have got engaged.
Of course, I could have been engaged to Josh Duhamel as of this morning. You never know. But I think that's a chance, Rob Schuch.
It's a chance.
I want to know because, like, is he a gambling man? Because he goes, if she finds it, I'm going to do it. But if she doesn't, it's just going to be a lovely afternoon on the beach.
I would guess it was a little bit more staged than this. I'm sure the bottle...
I want to hope.
I'm sure the bottle was secure in the water. And
like
he,
a David Copperfield trick
on a line
we
can't see. Or something.
Oh, look at this.
It's really lovely. I like this. I love that Fergie did. Fergie tweeted out her response too. Because we're all thinking, what did she think?
Of course.
So I think that's really sweet too.
How are you proposed to?
Ooh, well, I never thought I'd get married. So I'd been with Bruce about 10 years before we got married. And it wasn't that we chose to wait. We couldn't get married. We forget that now. Right. We think everybody was allowed to.
Gay people couldn't get married?
There was a time when women couldn't vote. My mommy reminds me of that. It's wild, isn't it? How you forget history so quickly. And so we were living together. We were having a great life. We thought of ourselves as a married couple. We just were not legally married because we were not allowed to. And then I remember watching the nightly news, and I think it was Brian Williams, it shows you how long ago, announced in the news that the Supreme Court has decided that gay marriage is legal. And I was like, wow. And then they went on to the next story, and the next thing I knew, I looked down, and Bruce Sussman was on his knee and proposed. So within minutes of being allowed, I was a married lady, or at least
you know you're the one, because as soon as Brian Williams says,
well, Brian Williams it's late, proposed to
he,
me.
He the man is on his knee proposing to you, Rob.
Brian
Shooter.
Looked through the television, is like, get Rob Shooter, get this together. I was really, 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 I cried. I was really overcome. It was so beautiful. How about you, Garrett?
I went to Bermuda. And my wife, Allie, and I were dating for a while. And, you know, it was getting to that point of the relationship where it was literally like, you need to make a decision. Like, and plus, I've told myself, like, you know what I mean? Not fair to her. Right. You know,
how long is a while, my friend? What are we talking, 3 years, 4 years?
Seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
A while, yes.
Oh, well, given you couldn't get married.
I was 10. You and Bruce were together
for a while.
Yeah.
So I figured, you know, my wife Allie was into photography, so I go, let's wake up really early in the morning and watch the sunrise.
Oh, that's
right?
So romantic.
So let's go out to the beach. You could maybe take a photo and we'll put it up in the house.
That's so lovely.
So here's the thing. Like, remember in Beauty and the Beast, it rises in the east, sets
in
the west.
Yes, yes, yes.
So in Bermuda, it's the opposite.
How's that possible?
Were on the island, the sun rises on the other side of the island.
Oh, okay. It's very unusual. It's a perfect place for you to propose backwards, Timbuktu.
Exactly. So I'm like, oh crap, the sun's not coming up. What are we going to do? So I said, why don't you just take a photo of the landscape? And she did. And as she's taking a photo of the landscape, get down on one knee. And she was so like into the photo, she turned around to show me. And she was like, where'd you go? She didn't see me. I was down on one knee proposing.
She thought you'd ran off. That was a horrible, cruel thing.
And it was so early in the morning. You know how the wild dogs are on the beach? They started, I go, can we say, please say yes, because the wild dogs, I'm scared of them right now.
The bad spite, mate. Very romantic. Hey, quickly, before we go to break, Andrew Garfield has revealed that Tom Holland was jealous of his Spider-Man suit. I never thought about this. So Andrew Garfield, who was Spider-Man, is revealing that there's lots of challenges of wearing the Spider-Man suit. So he said that when he met up with Tom, they had a lot of conversations about going to the bathroom, a strange conversation to have, but because they were both Spider-Man, he said that that was what they talked about. They also talked about, get this, and this caught my eye, the padding around the package.
Of course.
There is some business going on downstairs in the Spider-Man suit. I'm told it is not to make the bulge look bigger, but rather to make sure that it all blends together nicely. They don't want the outline of a you-know-what.
Yeah, no, they don't want like you're smooth. Watching a sports game and how they highlight,
they
you know,
don't want
you know,
that.
Mistakes.
They don't want that.
Yeah.
They want a very smooth finish down there.
Like
almost
a Ken doll.
Like a Ken doll. I was going to say a mannequin in a shop, but yes, they want a Ken doll finish down there. So they talked about that. And then Tom announced he was actually quite jealous of Andrew's suit, because Andrew had zippers in his suit where his hands could come out quite easily. Tom said he didn't have those, so he had to get really good at using his phone with his nose. So when he wanted to text when he was on the set, or there's a lot of downtime on movie sets and you want to look at your phone, he said he would have to do it all with his nose.
Oh, the grease on his nose alone. Hopefully he did it with the mask on and protected.
Clean Tom's phone, somebody. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
But nice, Shem. I'm Rob Shooter with a dear friend, Garrett Vogel. Hey, it's so good to have you back, Garrett.
I'm glad to be back.
Let's get to the poll. Thank you very much. So Scott Disick seemingly asked Kim Kardashian about Pete Davidson's huge penis.
Yep.
Yes, I did say that. Is this funny or is it too much information? Let's have a look. Oh, 54% said too much information. Now, I'm very weird about talking about private parts and sex. I don't like it. I like a very Disney-type podcast. I don't ever swear, Garrett, even in my real life.
I've never heard you curse. You know what I mean? As long as I've known you, Rob Shooter, and you can ice skate around a topic like the best of them, but I've never, ever, ever heard you drop any type of cuss word.
I don't like it. I scream Mary Poppins when you upset me. Like, it's not my thing. I'm like, Mr. Rogers.
Is Mary Poppins like the FU?
That's right. I hear you saying Julie Andrews. No, I don't like it, so I get very embarrassed. I never talk about my sex life or anybody else's, actually. I get this quite embarrassed about it. So I'm sort of with the majority here. I think it's too much information. I'm going to guess, Garrett, you think it's funny. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's hilarious. Right. I mean, a kickstand. I mean, it's a bicycle. many of things. I just envision him like a kickstand and then like waving his hands up in the air. Look, I'm floating. Oh, look at that.
That's not so sexy, although.
But there's 46% people that don't think
right.
It's too much information.
It's almost 50-50, and obviously it's something that people are talking about. Long before Kim Kardashian and even Ariana Grande, I had heard about Pete. I had.
Right.
And this was a rumor that was pretty well known. As somebody who knows that world, you know that world of SNL and the world
and
of Staten
Island.
Island.
Water.
Yeah. Were people aware of this before it became so public?
Yeah, back even when he was doing, you know, those little shows on MTV, and it was more of a joke, you know. And right. I guess once the joke gets out there, you either roll with it or just be like, oh no.
Right,
whatever.
Like, so John Hamm doesn't like the joke. John Hamm apparently is very well blessed too from Mad Men. He does not find it funny. He does not play. People.
But here's the thing, you know, guaranteed if John Hamm would just roll with the joke. And, yes. you know, I think it, not to say it would help his career, but it would just, it kind of would just make people go, oh, he's laughing with it, so
yeah,
I can't make fun of him about it. And Pete Davidson's like that. He goes, hey, you want
to
make fun of me? Great. I'll make fun of myself too. You know, like, and it helps the situation. And because now look how many more people just in general that he laughs at himself that go, you know what? He seems like a likable guy. He could
You're
laugh
right.
at himself.
Laugh
and that's it.
At yourself. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. Be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day. We're going to switch up today, and I'm going to do the nicest because it's a royal one. Harry and Meghan have a hosepipe ban. So in Montecito, where they live,
what is that?
Apparently there is no water. So you know those hosepipes you use in the garden to make sure your lawn is lovely and all your shrubs are gorgeous? So in their $11 million mansion, which is located on 8 acres, so they have a massive lawn. We've seen the photographs. It's gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. In fact, it's estimated that it costs them $15,000 a month in gardening bills. Now everybody in the fancy neighborhood cannot water their lawns. It is a hosepipe ban because there is a lack of water in LA. Apparently there's a severe drought and there's lots of fear of fires. So in Santa Barbara, nobody can use their hosepipe. So Oprah, Ellen, Meghan and Harry are going to have brown lawns by the end of the week. They're the nicest of the day because Harry and Meghan totally understand, but it will bounce back, and I think it's good that these two understand. Hey, let's do our naughtiest of the day.
Yep.
Naughty, 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 naughty. What you got, Garrett?
Well, hopefully we don't learn about how we end this podcast in the near future from this. So the Pussycat Dolls, they were trying to make a comeback pre-pandemic. They were going to do a big comeback tour, and they put out a single. And Nicole Scherzinger, as we know, the kind of lead Pussycat Doll of the group, was putting a lot of money into this tour herself. And she just put on Instagram that, unfortunately, the tour is canceled. Here's the thing. The rest of the Pussycat Dolls found out via Instagram.
Oh, that's not right.
So she says, we want to say how incredibly disappointed we are to learn an announcement was made on Instagram. This is what the rest of the ladies said about the Pussycat Reunions tour. They wrote in a statement, as of now, there has been no official notification of that. So, Nicole, you might want to get on group text and tell the rest of the girls that the tour is not happening.
Nicole, you're our audience of the day. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get it, Rob, you get it, Rob, you get it,
Rob. Rob, 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 Rob.
Thank you very much, darling. So put together the complicated jigsaw puzzle of your life one piece at a time to reveal the big, beautiful picture of who you are. What I'm saying here is don't rush things. Take your time. Life's a big jigsaw puzzle. Don't rush to get it done because you know what the end is. It's not good. It's the same end for all of us. So take your time and slowly put together this magnificent jigsaw puzzle of your life. Sometimes, Garrett, there's pieces of my puzzle I don't think they're going to fit. I might have put them in the wrong space. But
I always start with the corners. Start with the corners.
Start with the corners. But ultimately, you will get it done, and it will reveal, honestly, a beautiful picture. That's it for today, Garrett. It's so good to have you back. Thank you all so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett show. I love the sound of that. We're a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. Do you know we're beating E! News on the charts, Garrett?
Oh, my goodness.
I think we crocked. I think we cracked the top 10 yesterday or the day before I saw you.
Here we come, number one. Watch out.
Garrett, let's look at Garrett away, please. And remember, let's say this all together. If you're going to be naughty, you got to be.
You got to be nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.